This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
If Labor wins the next federal election, opposition leader Bill Shorten has committed $53 million to step up the fight against HIV. The commitment will include $3.6 million a year to support all states and territories in offering pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, to another 17,500 Australians until it is listed on the PBS and subsidised. It'll also provide $10 million a year to renew Australia's HIV response by restoring the funding and capacity that the current government has cut from HIV organisations. The funding package will also allocate $3 million a year to target hidden populations, including people that aren't diagnosed with or currently being treated for HIV, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds. But when it comes to PrEP, that could all change if it's listed on the PBS at the end of this week. Joining me now on The Informer is Michael Whelan from PrEP Access Now. Michael, welcome. The reality is we don't know if this will actually happen because it depends whether or not Labor wins.
Well, exactly. It's hinged on a couple of different things. So while it's fantastic to have any funding going towards PrEP, it hinges on the fact that on the 15th of December, we could find out if PrEP is indeed listed on the PBS to begin with, which will enable us to have wider access from about the 1st of April. So Labor would need to be in government before then for that to come into effect. And yeah, it's just it feels a little bit anticlimactic in regards to PrEP. Obviously, there's a lot of money going to other areas of HIV prevention, but
exactly, yes.
In relation to PrEP, it's like, well, that's really lovely, but it'd be nice if you were in and gave us that money.
Well, that is true.
Yeah,
the thing in more funding in regard to getting any kind of PrEP out there, because the demand is so high for people that want to.
It is. What I really like to see is money put into doing some real education and upskilling for our GPs, especially in regional rural areas where knowledge of PrEP isn't quite where it should be. So we've got here in Victoria, we've got an immense amount of people wanting to get onto PrEP. We've got our early adopters. We've had our second wave. We've got the massive, massive studies rolling out, but our doctors just can't keep up. Our pathology labs can't keep up. So we need to be expanding those just as much as drumming up interest.
It's not simply a matter of funding though, when it comes to reaching information regarding PrEP outside of the immediate city space. The beauty of PrEP is something that people have been accessing and they've been taking their sexual health into their own hands and getting access to it from overseas before all of these services were available that have made it easier and made it more informed for people to be able to understand what PrEP is and what's going on. So there is ways in which people outside of the city can access and be a part of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. PrEP's been one of those wonderful things here and overseas where it's been spearheaded by a community. So it's been spearheaded by negative guys asking their positive friends, hey, can you fling me some of your medication because I want to protect myself, through to then importing medication from overseas, to then putting pressure on the state orgs and the federal government to get things into place like studies and that sort of thing. So it really was community that has driven this momentum behind PrEP.
But all right, let's look to the 15th. Do we think we're that close to maybe getting PrEP on the PBS?
I mean, I'm biased. I'm always
hopeful.
I think I'm always hopeful, always a wishful thinker. I think if it doesn't go through this time, there will be some splaining to do. And the community is going to start getting very anxious that the bigger studies that started rolling out early are going to start ending soon. And there's going to be a lot of stress on those people. Well, what do I do now? So to take a step back to then go back to personally importing, or for those who never personally imported before and always accessed it through studies, it's going to be a bit of a learning curve for a lot of people, and putting a lot of demand on the whole scheme as a whole. It's going to be taxing, I think.
Well, I guess we're just going to have to wait and see what happens, not just whether or not this promise that Labor have put out there happens if they win, but also what happens on the 15th and where we will be sitting with PrEP at that point.
Indeed.
More than 1,000 Australians are still diagnosed with HIV every year. Labor's commitment comes as part of a national push to end new HIV infections by 2020. Now, Michael, before you go, you're also a volunteer here at Joy.
Indeed.
And you work very hard on Well, 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 which is on one Monday nights.
Indeed, it is.
It's on tonight, in fact. Now, I hear a rumour that you are going to be focusing more in depth on the story that we started tonight's show with, dealing with the meningococcal vaccinations.
Yeah, well, it's one of our last shows of the year, so we're talking more broadly about how to take care of oneself over the holidays. But part of that is the new meningococcal vaccine and how to best access that and why it's important for same-sex attracted men or men who have sex with men to access the vaccine.
I'm glad that on the exact same night we're getting to do a little bit of a story and then expand it even further on Well, Well, Well with you guys. That's absolutely fantastic.
It's going to be a fantastic show. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
And now that's at 8 p.m. here on Joy 94.9. You'll continue to hear Michael. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. Not just about the meningococcal vaccination, but also about what's going on with PrEP currently and all the work that you've been doing with PrEP Access Now. Just before you go, have you been vaccinated yet?
No, I haven't had any time. I'm doing the smart thing, so I'm waiting until my next PrEP appointment comes up, and I'm going to kill two birds with one stone so that the doctors don't hate me by having to make a separate appointment for things, because we're already at a stage where PrEP capacity is a very difficult thing to deal with. So, yeah, if you can, kill two birds with one stone.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to us tonight on The Informer.
Thanks, Dean.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.